This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mark DeRosa of the MLB Network joining us in the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can catch Mark as the co-host of MLB Central weekdays, 9 a.m. Central Time, plus the MLB Network. They're going to feature the Phillies at the Rockies coming up tonight, 7:30 Central Time. Mark, how you been, man?
I've been good. How are you guys?
We are doing well. We're wondering if at all there's going to be any pitching to be signed anytime soon. There's Dallas Keuchel and Kimbrel are the two names that everybody kicks around. I can't believe, I mean, Kimbrel's sitting in somewhat of a catbird seat, but he's demanding 3 years right now, anywhere from $39 to $55 million.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of teams that are willing to bite on that right now for a reliever.
You know, it's amazing, and he could certainly help a ton of teams, without question. Case in point, the Milwaukee Brewers. Even though they don't need a ton of bullpen help, let's make our strength even stronger, and maybe we're able to overcome some of our weaknesses in the starting rotation. I just think for certain teams it works. I watched a game last night, flipping through. You see the Red Sox go to a bullpen without a Craig Kimbrel, and Brett Gardner hits a grand slam. I think what we're seeing is a lot of teams have so many elite arms velocity-wise, and they see one or two guys every year kind of fly under the radar in a bullpen, and they feel like you guys, Corbin Burns, Woodruff, these guys were throwing last year in the postseason. I was like, these guys are absolute monsters. I know Burns was your number one prospect before he came up, but I think you still got to have some names in the bullpen that are you can rely on. You can't just expect everybody to go out there and get it done. Not everyone's the Tampa Bay Rays, who have gotten off to that huge 14-4 start. So I don't think Brewers get any starting pitching. I think they're going to piecemeal it together like they did, and with the same thing with maybe added Gio Gonzalez. I don't see them stepping out for a Dallas Keuchel. I think their template has proven the fact that they feel they can get to the postseason and get deep into the postseason doing it the way they did it with the Julius Chassines of the world and the Zach Davies of the world, and then just beating your brains in with a nasty bullpen.
Yeah, the fact that they've also got some pretty good pop in the offensive lineup. I mean, I know
really
Aguilar right now is not hitting the way he did last year, but you're waiting for him to heat up a little bit power-wise. Obviously, Travis Shaw. But you still have pop out of Moose. Grandal, after starting off slow this season, has really come on. But tell me, in MLB.com, I was reading about the MVP, early MVP race. And again, we're talking about Christian Yelich. I said when Superman gets something on his cape, he goes to Christian Yelich's house to get a new cape because that's where they're stored. He's been fantastic. I mean, you talk about every time he does something, the Miami Marlins organization has to just take a punch to the solar plexus every time he does.
He will be the one, right? You know, usually you keep one guy. I understood the Stanton move to clear the money. You understand the Ozuna. You don't know what you're totally getting. Is he the 37-homer guy or is he a 23-homer guy? So I understand both those moves. But you were seeing the maturation of a superstar in Christian Yelich. I just think he is just so excited to hit Miller Park. I think it's certainly helped him. It's relaxed him. He knows he can go deep to all parts. I don't know if we knew the power was coming, but I think if you kind of pieced it together and asked a lot of guys around the league who had the ability to kind of burst on the scene and keep going. And I still think there's more in the tank. I think Jim Leland kind of opened our eyes when he batted him third in the WBC, and he was just kind of littered with a bunch of all-stars, and he felt like Christian Yelich gave him the most competitive at-bats every time up. So it is unbelievable what he's done against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, well, it's funny because a lot of the Wikipedia changes have changed for the Cardinals that say, you know, ownership, and then it's got Christian Yelich now penciled in. So I completely agree with you. But, you know, early this season, we thought it would be a very tough schedule, and depending on how the Brewers fared, you'd get a good sense as to where they're at. And so far, they fared pretty well. I mean, they're winning series again after that rough start out there against the Angels. But they're not getting it done just with pitching like we saw last year. They're getting it done via the offense. But I said you cannot ask an offense week in and week out, day in and day out, to score six or more runs because that just can't sustain.
Yeah, I certainly think you're 100% right in that remark. But when you look top to bottom, I mean, you try and find holes in their offense, and there really aren't. Even though the numbers say that, like you said, Ryan Braun, Travis Shaw, Aguilars of the world have gotten off to slow starts, there's so much depth within the lineup that they're able to cover it up. Yasmani Grandals, the Mike Moustakas's. David Stearns needs to be commended. I mean, the way he's kind of done this has he's left himself open to be questioned as far as starting rotation. Mm-hmm. He left himself open to be questioned when they went out, bang, 5 years, 80, Lorenzo Cain, and the whole world was kind of like, wow, Lorenzo Cain's a player. I didn't know he was going to get, and he was going to get that, and then he goes and posts last year, and he's everything you want. I mean, I know he doesn't hit the ton of home runs, but he kind of gives you everything he wants. One thing I'll say for you guys watching games on a nightly basis, I don't think Craig Counsell gets enough. I know he gets a lot of run, but I think he does a great job. I just think he's got a nice feel for the pulse of what his guys can do. I think last year when they went out and brought in Moustakas and tried to move Travis Shaw to second, every time I think, like, wow, why are they trying to go about it this way? Why are they giving Craig Counsell so many difficult options to try and get defense out there, offense, try and make his pitching staff feel good? I just felt like he's put in a tough spot to try and make a lot of people happy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to do it. He's able to get everyone to buy in, from the Braun's, the Mooses, the Shaws, and they kind of all check their ego at the door and seem to want to play hard for this man.
I just said this a little while ago. I think he's not that far removed from being a player, and a lot of guys say I have an open-door policy, but when you got a guy actually in the clubhouse walking around, talking to guys, not just about baseball but families, and then he's out there actually with a glove on and swinging a fungo and doing everything that you're doing, I think it just goes a long way. I think there's guys that look at you and say, okay, you understand how it is that I feel. You know?
Yeah, it's funny you say it. We did a segment on a show today called Have a Feel, like for people who don't seem to have a feel. It's perfect. I think Craig Counsell just has a feel. When he walks into a room, he kind of knows where he stands within it. He knows what these guys are going through. So, yeah, I'm a big fan, because I thought last year, honestly, when I was sitting there and they picked up Moose and they asked Shaw to move over to second, I'm like, man, you're really putting Craig Counsell in a tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because you built it, you know, if you're going anywhere, you're going to go there on pitching and defense. And now he's limiting his defense. He's asking two guys to play out of position who he needs them to be offensive forces for him. So it takes a lot to get all of that to buy in.
Wanted to also ask you before I let you go, and by the way, we're sitting here talking with Mark DeRosa, the MLB Network analyst. Here come the Cubs. They've won 3 in a row, 7-3 in their last 10. The Cardinals get a win yesterday, but they too have won 7-3 in their last 10. But Pittsburgh, is Pittsburgh for real? They've won 3 straight. They're only a half game back at this point. They've got a positive run differential as opposed to the Brewers. Is Pittsburgh for real?
I wouldn't be concerning myself with Pittsburgh. I think they have some starting pitching that can have moments. Trevor Williams is legit. Archer obviously can have his moments. And Jameson Taillon, they got a back end of a bullpen that throws 100 miles an hour. So, yeah, they certainly, you have your hands full and you respect them playing a series with them. But I think when the dust settles, I don't think it's a team that you should be concerned with.
Yeah, I don't seem to think that I'm overwhelmingly concerned, but the fact that the Cubs are starting to put it together, that's something to look over your shoulder for.
There.
Yeah.
I was kind of blown away with the whole off-season vibe, and then the Pecota projections come out and have them finishing last. You've got 5 veteran starters that you knew were going to eventually right the ship. Cole Hamels threw the ball great last night. Quintana's been on a little run. I didn't feel like they would just fall off a cliff. So I feel like they're going to be there and battle with Milwaukee and St. Louis.
Mark, great stuff. I certainly appreciate it. Love watching your stuff over there on the MLB Network. They can join you guys as the co-host of MLB Central weekdays at 9 a.m. Central Time. You guys have the game tonight, Phillies and Rockies. Good stuff. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Mark. Talk to you soon. Mark DeRosa, MLB Network analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.